escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're gearing up for the All-Star Game. As a matter of fact, we are going to be very, very busy and all over the place. Make sure you stay up with everything that's happening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, because we're going to be out at Murph's, one of the locations. We're going to be at the Fan Fest as well. There's a lot going on that week. Of course, that's the week of the 14th, 15th, leading into the All-Star Game. But, Mike, you're happy about the unis?
Man, I've been bellyaching about that for as long as they went to those ugly uniforms a couple years back. As a kid, Carl, I enjoyed the kaleidoscope of color. So basically seeing everybody in their home unis at the National League, for instance, like everybody wearing their whites, I love it. I love it. And I'm excited. Now, you still get stuck with these crappy Nike things for the Home Run Derby.
Okay.
Mark Bowman, Dave O'Brien, I think Grant's also got it out there. Sort of a light blue with red trim and an NL lowercase script. And then AL for the American League because it's AL.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll be wearing that in the Home Run Derby, but they'll be in their own home uniforms, so the American League wearing their visiting uniforms, which I love because that's what I grew up with. And yes, like many things sometimes we talk about on the show, it was better back then.
It was.
Dave Parker throws out Brian Downing to Gary Carter, he's in that yellow and black jersey, throwing to the Expos uniform and Gary Carter. I love that back in the day.
To your point, you could just pick guys out. And I think there was more of an appreciation, right, to see all of your favorite players in their uniforms. I think there's something cool about
and
that.
To me, I know that people do buy them, but I just think they look hideous. I've never vibed any of these uniforms that they've tried to roll out, which kind of bastardizes the home team's colors and then incorporates each different league. I just don't like it. I fear change, Carl. I don't like it. I like things like they used to be, but either way, you will get your old school unis for the All-Star Game itself.
All right. That's out there if you want to check it out. And again, we're excited about it. It's great for our city. And even though our team is not doing as well as we would like, right? We're not in first place. And,
right.
What we've become accustomed to here over the last, 6 or 7 years, but it doesn't mean that we're not going to put on a great All-Star Game, and I think we are. Stay tuned as we'll keep you updated on all the details about where we are going to be. Just got word that we have a pair of tickets coming up between now and 6 o'clock for you to win. Tickets to go see Ghost, Skeletor, their world tour, Friday, July 11th at State Farm Arena. Tickets provided by Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. So stay tuned. We'll give you a pair if you are a Ghost fan and want to see the Skeletor tour.
I wonder if Squidbilly, he likes to rock hard. That's even too hard for me. I'm Sweden. Ghost. They wear the crazy outfits and stuff. You ever seen them, Dom? Google Ghost in concert. Check it out, man. That's hardcore, man. They literally make Rammstein look like the Osmonds.
They go hard.
Yeah, they go hard, man.
They are coming to State Farm Arena. We'll give you the chance to win those tickets. BMAC is on the way, guys, in less than 8 minutes from now. Stay tuned. Two-time Super Bowl champion. We'll get his thoughts on the Steelers-Dolphins trade and much more, all things NFL. Speaking of the NFL, let's get to 4th and 1. More coming up on our Braves, guys, and the ridiculous comments of Carlos Pena on MLB talking about trading Ronald Acuna. How dare you? We'll get back to that. First and foremost, Mike, how many conversations have we had about Kyle Pitts?
Too many to count. At least 50. Okay. At least 50 in the last 2 years.
Okay.
I mean, probably, you know what? Let me think. Probably 150.
I think the higher number.
You want to bet on that, Dave? What's your over-under for how many times we talked in-depth, as in like most of a segment, over Kyle Pitts?
Because there were game days, right? There were Mondays.
Right.
There were Fridays leading into the weekend. Like, there's been so many conversations, partly due to the fact that we think he is underachieved. So I want you to hear Greg Cosell. And for those of you who don't know who Greg Cosell is, he's covered the NFL. He's 35, 40 years. One of the best film guys in the business. And he'll tell you, like, when it comes to the draft, he just, you know, breaks down tape and this is what he does. Listen to what he says about Kyle Pitts when he watches Pitts on tape. Listen to this.
I loved Kyle Pitts' tape coming out. I thought he had everything you'd want as a receiving tight end, and it just hasn't happened. I never really like to say anything about someone's mindset or what's in their head, because we don't really know. The only thing I will say, because this is based on what I see on tape, is when you watch him on tape, all I can say is he looks uninspired. That's all I can say. Beyond that, I don't know what's in his head.
That is courtesy of our buddy Ross Tucker and his podcast, the Ross Tucker Podcast.
Now, we've talked about it for guys out there that, you know, we always have two types of listeners. You know, the guy who's always got the athlete's back and don't hate on our boy. And, you know, if you don't want to take it from an analyst who's considered one of the best in the business in Greg Cosell, think about what, you know, a guy that played the position said. And that's why, I mean, when people get on me about, you know, our conversations about Pitts, listen to Greg Olson, who did a bunch of Falcons games and said he's not running the routes correctly. And then we had Rodney Harrison famously say on Sunday Night Football before the Commanders game, a guy that athletic, a guy that big, and you said, by the way, predating his comments, Carl said it for about 2 years, but on national TV, Rodney Harrison said he's too soft. He plays too soft for his size and athleticism.
Uninspired is not the word you want to hear. So I just want you to think about this. Greg Cosell doesn't coach for anybody. He's independent. What do you think coaches who have played the Falcons have seen? And what do you think their game plan has been going in to play us? We don't need to worry about eight. Look how he's running that route. We don't need to worry about eight. He's just out there. That to me, Mike, forget about everything else you've ever heard, says everything you need to know. And until that changes, none of this stuff that we're hoping and wishing for is the 10 touchdowns Mike has been clamoring for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Me saying he's the most important piece to this offense, he's the reason why this thing could really explode and change. If you're playing and looking uninspired when you're out there running routes, why in the hell is anybody going to cover you? And why am I going to throw you the football? I'm just telling you guys. Like, to me, when I heard Greg say this, I said, holy
right.
This is it.
I mean,
that's the problem.
But, guys, this is where we get sideways with some of the audience. They don't want to I joke around with Carl. He laughs when I go down this road, but this is a personal responsibility thing. It's a strange concept for some of our audience. He doesn't do it. You know, I mean, I just work here is not the response you want for a guy. And this is, again, getting back to the injury. Regardless of what you think about his work ethic or
That's
if he's
right.
doing the right thing, he can't stay healthy. Here we are. He missed minicamp. We couldn't even trade him right now if we wanted to because teams don't even know what his status is. He was 22nd in receptions last year. That's not what happens with a guy who's fourth overall. And then you get into the usage rate. For instance, the Giants game. When he plays patty cake in the red zone and coughs it up, I bet you Zach Robinson, I don't know this definitively, but I'm sure Zach Robinson up in the booth goes, son of a, starts and goes, we're not throwing, done. Because he only had one more target the whole friggin' game.
You know, also, I just work here.
Tell me that didn't happen that way, right?
It did.
You know, but then again, but here's what makes him so crazy as a fan and makes us pull our hair out. The Commanders game, he gets 5 targets. He makes a really nice catch in traffic. And don't forget, you got that ball zipped right through the paddocks in a tight window. Did a hell of a job. The Tampa game, he really connected with Kirk Cousins. He had those 2 touchdowns. So granted, one would have been called back if Fox wasn't too lazy enough to not have a pylon cam. But we've seen it. That's what makes him such a, you know, that's why if he doesn't pan out here, he'll get a second and a third chance somewhere else in the NFL. Because guys will, there'll be general managers and coaches that see that potential. As untapped, perhaps, as it was here, Carl.
I just don't know how uninspired guys get ultimately the chances they think they're going to. Mike, there are a lot of good players in the NFL who are done work out, and they go to another team, and then they stay in the league, and next thing you know, they've been in the league 10, 11 years, and you're like, man, he's been in the league a while. Uninspired guys don't get that opportunity. And that's not coming from me. Again, play this Greg Cosell, because I just want Falcon fans, before we get to camp, to hear the perception of what people who are watching Kyle Pitts from his last year's performance or previous two seasons, what they're taking from it. Listen.
I loved Kyle Pitts' tape coming out. I thought he had everything you'd want as a receiving tight end, and it just hasn't happened. I never really like to say anything about someone's mindset or what's in their head, because we don't really know. The only thing I will say, because this is based on what I see on tape, is when you watch him on tape, all I can say is he looks uninspired. That's all I can say. Beyond that, I don't know what's in his head.
There you go. So, I mean, we've hit you with this stuff. You've heard it from some of the experts. You've heard it from, again, professional football players that now do it on TV. So, you know, Brock Bowers, Trey McBride, Travis Kelce, Jonnu Smith. Jonnu, by the way, said he thought his career was going to end in Miami. He really wanted to stay there to talk to, talking to some of the media yesterday in Pittsburgh. Kittle, Zach Ertz, Hunter Henry, Freiermuth up there in Pittsburgh, Gesicki with the Bengals, Njoku with Cleveland, Sam Laporta, Cade Otton. You saw Cade Otton, what a big piece he was.
Yep.
These are all guys, Mark Andrews, Dalton Schultz, these guys all better than Pitts. That's 15 guys.
It's a lot of guys. It's a lot of guys. You guys can let us know what you think, 404-726-0929. Hey, it's our 4th and 1 segment. We talk NFL, brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Damaris Smith, the former head of the NFL Players Association, he led them from 09 to 2023, has a new book coming out called Turf Wars. And this is the guy that, you know, was the face of the Players Union.
Right.
Mike, two things he said. One about Aaron Rodgers in the book, and these are, you know, just little clips, excerpts. He says that Rodgers was a guy, and this is a direct quote from him, because I don't want to misquote him. But he says Rodgers was a guy that sat in the back of the room in these meetings, okay, we're talking about these player meetings, and issued loud sighs before standing for a dramatic exit. He was an incredible quarterback. He says he was an incredible quarterback. But he basically calls out Rodgers and says he was dismissive and isolated.
Yeah, because he's the smartest guy in the room. He's going to be dismissive.
Yeah, I've been in the darkness. You got to go in there.
I mean, okay. Of course he's going to be dismissive of the guy with a law degree, you know, who's running the league.
So Damaris Smith was saying, look, you want to know about Rodgers. He was in a lot of these meetings, these player rep meetings and stuff that were going on, right? Because they're all about, hey, making sure they have a stance for what the owners are doing. But that was his description of Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And he said the god of Cheesehead Nation was isolated and dismissive. The other thing he said, ironically, was that the NFLPA, the Players Association, thought the collusion case was a waste of time.
I still don't understand this. All the information that came out about 2 weeks ago where the judge basically said, yeah, there was some collusion. It was almost like the USFL case where you're right, NFL, or you're right, USFL. The NFL screwed you. You win. It was like Trading Places, $1. Remember that? I think it was a $2 settlement, right? It was a check for like
$1.
$2.
The Dukes.
But, I mean, it's like, it's just crazy how the judge cites, yeah, there were evidence. It looks like it's collusion. The Lamar Jackson thing where teams came out, like the Falcons, we're not interested. Like, well, why? What's going on here? It sure seems like the NFL owners were so ticked off at Haslam for giving that ridiculous contract to Deshaun Watson that they did kind of stonewall a round of negotiations. But I guess the players' union says you can't prove it, so they're not going to press it any further.
All right, I don't understand this either. I mean, I really don't.
And by the way, I'm no fan of lawyers, but Damaris Smith is a pretty sharp guy. But I mean, Aaron Rodgers thinks he's an authority on everything.
Yeah. Interesting. Book's called Turf Wars. We'll see. He's probably got a lot of stuff in there about Roger Goodell as well, because they battled over the years. The main thing, guys, is they were trying to keep the NFL from having any labor strife, right? In the meantime, the league grew. And hey, so that they ultimately both won, but I'm sure he's got a lot of interesting stories in there.
The new thing now is Goodell is pushing for 18, but that's going to have to come up with a new players agreement, because they're going to want extra players, another bye week. There's a lot of stuff to that.
No doubt.
And the owners want to push back on the profit sharing.
That ain't happening. Hey, man, B-Mac's going to join us. Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, analyst for CBS as well. All things NFL, guys. What do you think of the Steelers-Dolphins trade? Who got the best of it? We got some other things to get to, including his thoughts on when he watches Kyle Pitts. Does he see uninspired play? It's Dukes and
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bell. Coming up, yeah, man, No Man's on the way. Also, we'll talk to Grant McCauley. Mike, let me ask you this before we catch up with our man, B-Mac. Somebody said to me, they said, Dukes, were you surprised that Jerickson Profar apologized to his teammates? Didn't he do this before or, you know, when he got suspended? First of all, we don't know what he did. Remember, he was with the team. The ruling came down, and he was gone. But I think it was important for him. I think it was important for Profar to do that. That wasn't a show for us, guys. You let a bunch of guys down in that clubhouse.
Right.
That, you know, at spring training, it was all good, and then it wasn't. And so I thought it was – I told the guy to hit me up, and he said – basically, he was asking me, didn't he already do this, and why they're making this a big deal? Because, first of all, he needed to. He needed to look those guys in the eye and say, you know what? I'm sorry, fellas. I was not here. I know we've been struggling. I felt like I could be helping, and I'm not. I'm here to help as much as I can now. And, Mike, I think that just goes a long way with his teammates. You said this when we started the show today. We, fan base, don't know him.
Right. That's why I think, you know, his granted the first extended piece of audio other than maybe what he was saying in Northport is, yeah, it's an apology. And he apologized. He said management, the staff, coaches, and the fans. And as we said earlier, I mean, you don't know him. So if you want to, you know, blame everything on him, it's not his fault. All the pitchers can't stay healthy and everybody else can't hit.
That's right.
But, you know, you could have really, really used him. I don't know if Profar is hitting the way he did at the end of the season for the Padres, I'm pretty sure we're not starting the season 0-7. But here he is, and he had an impact. He struck out the first at bat, but he made up for it after that, hit the big home run. He's a switch hitter, can do it from both sides, and it could be just a spark. So that's why when you're 6.5 out in the wild card, Braves fans are still saying, 2021! And that this dude could be this year's embodiment of the Jock Peterson Rosario Soler bounce. How about that?
I just want to see what this version of the lineup does. Verdugo, okay, he was nice for stretches.
I like him in the 5 spot left. Look, it's the we had the worst left field position. That was the most giant black hole in the outfield in all of Major League Baseball. And now you bring in a guy, hey, better late than never, here he is.
Yeah.
Just sucks if he gets on the heater and then we won't have the postseason because, of course, he got suspended.
All right, you guys can let us know what you think. But, yeah, I felt like that was important. Here's the other part, too. So, you guys, man, you guys are crazy. If he didn't do it, you'd be upset. You'd be like, he didn't even apologize to his teammates.
Yeah, and look, he may have had that meeting with everybody, but he went public with it and said, and he said it like 3 times, I am responsible for what goes in my body.
And he is. 2-for-4 last night. Single, first home run as a Brave in an 8-3 win. More on our Bravos coming up. Right now, let's talk to B-Mac. Bryant McFadden, he is a CBS NFL analyst, has a great podcast, guys, and we love getting him on and getting his perspective. B-Mac, who won this trade, man? Steelers make a deal. They get Jonnu Smith. I mean, they get some defensive backs. You know, it's like you look at, you got to give to get. Mike and I have been talking about this trade all week. What do you think?
I mean, when I heard the trade, I felt I was going back and forth. You know, now I'm just kind of doing my due diligence and looking at the entire situation. I think Pittsburgh won the trade, and here's why, guys. Pittsburgh won the trade because they gave up one legit starter, and they got two starters in return. They got a player that actually can help on either side of the football field. Defensively, and Jalen Ramsey, you can say whatever you want to say about him in terms of where he is in his career. He still can play football. He still can be a difference maker, right? He's shown that throughout his two-year stint in Miami. And then Jonnu Smith, who really emerged to be Miami's best pass catcher a year ago. I mean, created Miami Dolphin tight end records last year, is starting to peak at the right time. And me personally, when you see that and you see the motivation that both players, you know, still currently have, if you're Pittsburgh, you like it because you got two impactful players that can help on either side of the football field.
Yeah, man, it just seems like, you know, you're getting a guy. Remember, he left Miami because he was unhappy with Flores and the way he was being used. Could Ramsey, ironically, who, you know, was irking Miami because he wanted more money, could he be a hybrid safety corner?
Well, initially, it sounds like he's going to play corner. But if you look at Ramsey's football career, even going back to Florida State, remember he played the star position for Florida State, mm-hmm. which is like the nickel or the dime. He really excelled. Then he went to Jacksonville, became more of a perimeter guy, and when he became a Ram, is that that's when they started to use him a little bit more like Florida State used him. He was moving around inside, outside. So he's shown the ability to do both. And if you look at Pittsburgh at the cornerback position, Darius Slay has always been an outside corner. Dory Porter Jr. has always been an outside corner. Jalen is the most versatile, experienced cornerback where he could play out, he can play in. And also, too, what makes him very, very valuable when he is playing nickel, he's a great tackler. I mean, he's a guy who doesn't mind getting dirty like a linebacker. So I potentially see him playing more so inside. And you guys know how the game has transitioned into a passing league. I mean, base personnel for offenses is 11 personnel where you have two wide receivers, one tight end, which requires defensively to come out in your nickel package as well.
While we're talking about the Steelers, they give Omar Khan their contract extension. He's their general manager, guys. Here's why I think this is interesting. He's 48 years old. He's done a really good job. The Steelers basically like GMs or like head coaches have only had a few GMs. He is he's now signed through 2028. But what's this mean for Mike Tomlin? Because we talk about Tomlin and if they don't win and la, la, la. So you're telling me the GM's safe. But Tomlin may be on the hot seat if things don't go his way or they don't win enough games or they're not in the playoffs this year?
No, no, no. You just stated that the Pittsburgh Steelers, they are very, very patient with coaches. That's why you don't see new faces coming in and year out throughout the history of the organization. We only had three head coaches.
Yeah.
Three head coaches. And Mike Tomlin saw, I think he received an extension maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. And Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, they have a unique relationship where the respect is mutual. So I don't see anything happening in terms of his seat being hot. Now, you hear that all the time because the expectations in Pittsburgh are super high. Our fans are spoiled. They're spoiled, right? It's not like other organizations where you just hope to get 9 wins a year and you're jumping for joy. No, in Pittsburgh, you're trying to hoist that Sticky Lombardi. So I don't see any scenario for the Pittsburgh Steelers that the seat would be hot because if you keep it real, you can't sit here and say right now the Steelers are a legit Super Bowl contender right now. No, right?
Right.
So expectations shouldn't warrant that to happen because right now they're not there. Things can change. But for Mike Tomlin, it's about winning like he's done, but finding a way to be successful in postseason play. That's when the season starts with Mike Tomlin, in my opinion. And if that doesn't happen this year, his seat won't be hot.
We'll get to the Falcons in a minute, but he's our man in the Steel City. Brian McFadden with us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. What about T.J. Watt? What are they going to do with his contract? He's unhappy.
Oh, no, listen. T.J. Watt will get signed. That's for sure. T.J. Watt is not going anywhere. You know, Jalen Ramsey wanted to become a Pittsburgh Steeler under the assumption that T.J. Watt would be in the uniform as well. And guess what? Jalen Ramsey is a Pittsburgh Steeler. So they're going to find a way to get this deal done. He's a fan favorite. does a lot in the community, and he's been nothing but a baller for the organization since becoming a Pittsburgh Steeler. So you don't let him walk. Now, I don't see anything happening where there's a big trade where you can't say no to, but as of right now, he will be a Steeler.
Do you know Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be a Florida State Seminole.
Yep.
Okay, tell me the story.
Well, he came out of Cal. Florida State decided to go with a different quarterback from the West Coast. I won't mention any names.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers wanted to be a Seminole. Didn't work out. Went to JUCO. Of course, went to California, and everything else is history. But, yes, he loved Florida State coming up. No question. It and, was, of course, he's the last drafted player from 2005. So, yeah, I'm rooting for A-Rod.
Okay. I was just curious where Carl, you were on a personal level.
It's a really horrible, horrible period in Florida State history. Two words. Chris Ricks.
Oh, that is bad.
I didn't say the name.
That is bad.
I didn't want to say the name.
Wow. That is. That's that. Wow. Aaron or that dude?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? If let me ask you this, B-Mac. It's Brian McFadden joining us here on Dukes and Bell. If we were in the NIL era, would Florida State have gotten Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Okay.
No.
Somebody would have thrown even more loot.
Okay.
At him. Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. I'm just curious.
Hey, man. Hey, we saw that our man Drake London is number 97 on the players voted top 100 in the NFL. How dynamic? I mean, Carl was asking the question earlier. I mean, is it unrealistic to expect Michael Penix Jr. to just step in and be a gunslinger in week one?
I wouldn't say gunslinger, but I is expected that he makes plays.
Right.
And is expected that Drake London shows up. Drake London has to have that presence that Nico Collins has for the Houston Texans, being a big body, reliable pass catcher for your young quarterback, and you got to go ahead and lead the way. You got to be the lead singer of the passing game, and that's what we're seeing from, you know, Nico Collins, who has emerged to be that guy for Houston. I do believe Drake London has the same skill set, because if Drake London is balling, guess who else is balling, guys? Penix.
Yeah. B-Mac, you know I'm looking at my calendar. One, two, 3 weeks from today, our guys report. Now, that's pretty much all around
right.
the league. Guys, we are 3 weeks away from NFL camps
opening.
B-Mac, you got to be excited like us, man. I mean, come on.
And get this, I'm coming to Atlanta for the training camp. I finally made the 53. Yes.
Hey.
Okay. Gave me the invite.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. We're going to get you to Hooters.
Let's do it.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Man, happy 4th of July. You and your family, enjoy the weekend. But, yeah, countdown is real, guys. Next week is the 10th. The following Thursday is the 17th. And then it's the 24th, and camp starts. I mean, that's how close we are to football. B-Mac, man, enjoy the weekend, brother. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, good stuff. I can't wait. Penix is going to be a baller, man. I'm telling you.
I mean,
he's
going to
be a baller.
It's tough because we only had three games, but I always go back to how'd you handle the biggest atmosphere, the biggest night? You know, the playoffs still on the line, and he handled it. He delivered the goods in D.C. He had one pick, which, again, we're not even – Dave Archer He kind of inferred that the receivers weren't where they were supposed to be.
That was
the
one that he comes back after the pick and leads us on a drive.
Correct. All the way down for a score.
A lot of quarterbacks would have caved after that.
Correctamundo.
All right, man. We're coming back. We got to get to Yeah Man, No Man. Also on the way, more on our Braves. A ridiculous comment from my former player has a lot of Braves fans saying, are you serious right now?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Braves win last night. Can they do it again tonight? Olsen Grand Slam. We had a 7-run sixth inning. Sean Murphy, Mike said it's heating up. 3-run homer. Money Harris, 2 hits. Ozzie, a couple of hits. This is what we want to see. I'm clapping my hands. Can we do
everybody
more of this?
Everybody we need to hit. And again, Profar with the big home run. I mean, you're getting juice, man. I mean, when's the last time we had a 7-run in? Exactly. So hopefully this is the shape of things to come, because we need pitching now. I mean, you're going to have to roll with Profar, and then that would be the buzzkill would be, let's just say for argument's sake, you can find some serviceable arms, not give up too much of the farm system to do it, and then you get to the playoffs, and then, okay, Profar, you can't play now, and then you're back to friggin' Eli White. See, that's the thing.
It's a problem.
And then you're back to, you know. Canelo Verdugo, Holmes.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not optimal.
No, it's not ideal. By the way, did you see the story about Julio Cesar Chavez? Did you see the story?
No, what happened?
So he just recently fought. Was it Canelo? Who did he fight? Oh, Jake Paul. He fought Jake Paul.
Chavez Jr.?
Chavez Jr.
Okay.
Did he
pass the drug test?
You know, he's been hot garbage for
yes,
a while.
Yes.
But apparently he was arrested entering the U.S. illegally, Mike.
Oh.
But he just fought Jake Paul in Anaheim, California. Point is, were you with me at Chavez?
It was Canelo, and it was Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
That's right.
Who at one point he never lived up to the potential of his father, but his father and his mom were sitting right in front of us. And this guy wouldn't go down. And Canelo, I mean, this—I don't know if you guys remember the time you were a boxing fan. This was at T-Mobile.
That's right.
And they always gave us, HBO always hooked us up. We had these killer seats. We're like 6-7 rows from the ring, and this kid, he took punishment, never went down. I mean, never. I mean, if I remember right, never got knocked out.
It was a blank. And then immediately after the fight, they announced Canelo fighting someone else. I forget who it was, but Chavez was just a punching bag that night,
right.
And he's never really been the same here over the last 5 to 7 years. Either way, I just saw that when you mentioned Canelo, ironically. But yeah, he just fought Jake Paul and got beat up again. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell.
12 rounds, unanimous decision. It was May 6, 2017. You and me.
Canelo. Yeah, and he beat him up.
Right.
All right, we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former captain of the football team and the ultimate team leader.
Say what again? Say what again?
From New Jersey, he's lived coast to coast.
Yeah.
He gives rapid-fire questions to great youth coach motivators.
You ain't first, you're last.
It's Davian Day-Day Lewis.
Woo! We made it!
Yes, sir.
Happy 4th of July weekend, ATL.
Yeah, the roads.
Carl, Mike.
Roads weren't even crazy today, Dave.
No, they weren't.
Everybody's kind of taken off a few days early, kind of spread it out.
I like it when y'all do that.
Hey, yeah, for real.
Because there have been some July 3rds that have been traffic's been monster, right? And today, I'm with you, Mike. Let's knock wood. It wasn't that bad. Right.
No, not at all. All right, speaking of 4th of July, in honor of our first two Yeah Man, No Mans, will be just that. All right, Yeah Man, No Man. You still look forward to fireworks for the 4th of July. Yeah Man, No Man.
Okay, just to be a contrarian and add some spice to the segment, used to love fireworks. Who didn't as a kid?
Right.
Now, I got to be honest, in the neighborhood, you've seen one, you've seen them all. You know, I'd be like, now again, I got spoiled by the Garucci family up in New York, you know, Statue of Liberty, the Brooklyn Bridge celebration, you know, the bicentennial.
They do a great job.
And all that. And, you know, and do no disrespect, my buddy Mike, Delta Mechanic, he's got literally an an entire garage full. So this show's going to be out for 3 hours in the cul-de-sac tomorrow night. Yeah. But as you see one, you've seen them all.
Well, that's not my issue. I'm still excited because it takes me back to Mike's point. There's some nostalgia, and you know, it takes you back to when you were enamored by fireworks.
Right,
right.
My issue now is, okay, when y'all going to stop this BS?
Right.
Okay? It's after 1 a.m.
Right.
Y'all are still out here shooting fireworks. We're trying to go to bed, y'all.
Right.
All right? That's when I'm out back like, yo, nobody can hear me because it's woods. I'm like, come on, y'all. But you can see the fireworks. I'm like, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
That's my issue now. It's not the fireworks. I still enjoy that. But you got to know when to shut it down.
Yeah. Right.
Now, fireworks, just the explosions of, like, back when we were kids, were called M80s.
Mm-hmm.
That tended to be just a big poof.
Right.
That's a big whoop.
Blow up a frog.
Give me if you're going to do it. Well, we used to put it. Well,
don't do that.
No, we would strap Evel Knievel to the M80 or G.I. Joe, or put G.I. Joe on Evel Knievel's motorcycle, and then poof, and then try to get him to blow up in midair. We did.
And we had some crazy tape duct, but I'm not going to tell you what they did.
Yeah.
Anyways, but don't do that. I'm saying, but kids do stuff like that.
And I was going to save it for guy talk, but yes, I don't want to wind up like Jason Pierre-Paul and have that hamburger. Don't be the guy with the hamburger helper glove. So you don't have all your digits, and just be smart out there, man. And if there's stuff from, the quality control, dare I say, from China isn't always the best. So if it doesn't light...
Short fuse.
Don't...
Just leave it alone.
Then light a long, long stick, and that's how you try to get that sucker to go.
No, Lauren, I'm going to light this one. Poof. It's going to light.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
All right.
We used to shoot... I'm just thinking, Day-Day.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, I don't know... We didn't use hypertext. We'd be shooting bottle rockets at each other in the neighborhood when we were kids.
Well, our kids of our generation, we're just different. We were built
Rode bikes without helmets, too, Carl. It's crazy
that's true.
Time.
That's true.
All right, guys, sticking with the 4th of July.
Downhill,
yeah. sticking with the 4th of July theme for Atlanta, obviously one of the biggest events for us for 4th of July is the Peachtree Road Race. Yeah, man, no, man, you will run the Peachtree Road Race at least once.
So I planned on doing this 2020, okay, before the pandemic hit. And I was, talking about training. I was out there getting my work in. Pandemic hits. I'm like, okay. Because that's March. Everybody went home, right? And I was like, all right, we're still going to have this because we didn't know the extent. And I was like, all right. That year, they went virtual.
Right.
Virtual races, I don't care what you guys say, is not the same energy as being with the people.
Right.
And so I did all of that and was feeling great. Felt like I could have done it. Maybe I would have had to walk the last part. I don't know.
Right.
But I would have been able to finish. And that's the last time I've trained for it. But to answer your question, yeah, man, I would like to do it at least one time.
Yeah.
I'd like to, but I won't. Not my knees. Knees are weak, Godfather. They're weak. I can do a 5K.
Right.
I've done that. But, my knees, I'm even losing the weight. The knees are still a little funky. So, no, that ship is sailed. I've never got a chance. We used to do the broadcast from the Palm.
Yep.
Right there at the mall and watch all the runners go by and drink Bloody Marys. That's the way I enjoy the Peachtree Road Race.
Right.
Well, Saturday, correct me, it's
tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Not Saturday. Sam and Greg are going to be broadcasting downstairs, I believe. Yeah.
Right. As it goes right by.
Yeah, right here on Peachtree. So if you see those guys out, you see 92.9 The Game as you're running past, say hello to Sam and Greg.
All right, moving on. Let's get serious now. All right.
All right, serious. Okay. Hold on, let me get a character. Okay.
All right, NHL and NHLPA have finalized a deal that will send players to the 2026 Milan Cortina Olympics, marking the first time since the 2014 Winter Games NHL players have participated in the Olympics. Yeah, man, no, man, good move for the NHL.
Yeah, you got to freeze the season. Right? They're going to freeze the season?
I guess they would have to.
It's in season.
Yeah, in season, yeah.
That's the problem. That's why, MLS wants to start their soccer season in the fall after the World Cup next year, which I don't know if that's a good idea. But yeah, as long as, NBC, they get the ratings on that.
Right.
Try to get the juice off of the Winter Classic last year with obviously the Four Nations, which was insane.
Right.
Players. Okay, so let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be as entertaining as what we saw with the NHL All-Star Game?
Hmm.
Because I think we got the best of both worlds.
Right.
Without it being an Olympic year.
Right.
I get it. You've got players going back to their respective countries, Mike, and playing. But I'm just saying, if it creates that and it garners that kind of juice, then I'm all for it.
Right.
But I don't know if it will. We now, I'm looking forward to this, right? With the NHL and how they do their All-Star Game.
Yeah.
that is something now I'm looking forward to. So I'm not going to say no, because it is the Olympics and some of these guys want to just have a chance to participate in it. Great. But the interest level was off the charts for the NHL All-Star Game because of the format.
But unfortunately, as we said, you and I were talking about it last month, it just didn't translate to the Stanley Cup Finals, which were great.
Yeah.
With a lot of scoring, the playoffs were great. I mean, women's softball, college softball was doing better numbers than the Stanley Cup Finals. But yeah, NHL will pause the season. First time they've done that since 14.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see. The only problem, Carl, the Olympic ice is bigger.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different than what you see in the NHL, but hopefully, you know, with all the international players in the NHL, people will watch.
All right, here we go. So it's been reported that there is a wagerer out there who reportedly has dropped $615,000 on college football future bets.
Oh.
He's placed $300,000 on Texas.
How is Johnny Football?
Who's in my business?
He's placed $300,000 on Texas at plus 500 to win it all. He'd get $1.5 million. He put $200K on Penn State to win it all at plus 750.
Oh.
That would bring him $1.5 million. And then he put $115K on Clemson with 13-1 odds. That'd bring him pretty much the same, $1.495 million. Yeah, man, no man. Of those three bets, he will hit on one.
I think Clemson comes back this year. I got a feeling. Again, it's all about Klubnik. It's all about Klubnik. I think of all those choices, Penn State's never, let me repeat, never going to win a national championship
with
Franklin.
Good thing Mike Conte's already gone.
Sorry, Mike. That last year's as good as it gets for Penn State, Carl.
He's picked three good teams that will be in the hunt. The Texas bet.
I don't trust Sark. I'm sorry. I don't cut you. I don't trust Sark.
No,
how you
no,
feel?
No.
It's your team, brother. How you feel?
$300K, though. That's a lot of dough. But the nice payout, $1.5 million. But he picked three teams. I'm going to say, yeah, he's going to hit one of these. I do. Because what I'm telling you is one of these teams is going to be competing for the national championship.
Right.
That's what he's betting on, right?
Right.
I mean, to win it is, that's a whole other thing. But you got to get there. And I do think Mike's right. Clemson is going to, they're going to be good, man. I feel like we've dismissed Dabo the last few years.
Yeah.
They're going to come back. The defense is going to be good. The thing about
Texas 5.5 to 1 right now.
Yeah, they got great odds, man. I mean,
Georgia's 6 to 1.
And here's the deal: is this hype? See, Georgia's not hype to me,
right?
Even though I'm still curious about how this quarterback is gonna be, it's not hype because I trust Kirby. Mike said it. Texas is still a little bit of hype because I don't trust Sark as much.
Mm-hmm.
And until he wins these big games and gets them over the hump. That's when you say, all right, not only are they having all the great players, but they got a coach that you can trust. But listen, they're going to win 13 or 12 games again, and they're going to be in the playoff. But that isn't crazy. This guy's just throwing money around,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Now, I did
615,000?
Right. Yeah. I put 100 on Georgia when I was out in Vegas. I think they were 7-1 at the point. This is back after Valentine's weekend with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
The prop bet that I made, I put, and again, call me crazy, but I put 100 bucks on South Carolina.
Okay.
They were at 70-1. They're at 60-1 right now.
Hmm. All right, well, there it is, guys. That's a Yeah Man, No Man, 4th of July edition.
Bet. Right. No, I just felt you want value.
That's good. Yeah,
you know,
that's
a nice payoff.
No, that is good value. Man, they came on at the end of the season last year. And Norris is really
interesting. Yeah, Lenore Sellers is a nasty boy.
He is. Look, we can't wait for college football either. That is right around the corner. His camps are going to be kicking off here at the end of the month as well. All right, we got a lot more to dive into. Speaking of college football. The NCAA approves one-time transfer portal. What's it mean? We will get into that. Also, the Braves getting ready as Ronald Acuna Jr. is announced as a starter for the All-Star game. Would you trade him? It's Dukes and Bell.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.